USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Surfside, Florida, Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said structural engineers checked out the remaining portion of the collapsed condominium and deemed it okay for rescuers to continue searching for survivors.
Our team of engineers is doing ongoing testing and evaluation as we work to expand the search area.
The president met privately with the families of those who are missing and those who lost their lives.
They know that the chances are, as each day goes by, diminished slightly. But at a minimum, they want to recover the bodies.
California has scheduled a September 14th recall election that could drive Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom from office. Being a Democratic state, polls show that Newsom would beat back the effort to remove him. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
The State Department has released their latest Trafficking in Persons report. It says an estimated 25 million people worldwide are victims of human trafficking. USA's John Clements reports.
That troubling estimate was announced by Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
Trafficking in persons is an appalling crime. It's a global crisis. It's an enormous source of human suffering. By its nature, it's often hidden from view. Exact figures are sometimes hard to determine. The estimate we often cite is that nearly 25 million people worldwide are victims of human trafficking.
The report cited the coronavirus pandemic as the cause of the big increase in human slavery between 2020 and 2021. The study covered 188 nations and territories, indicating COVID-19 had put millions of people around the world at a greater risk of exploitation. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
A bomb squad in Los Angeles intentionally set off over 1 ton of illegal fireworks and had disastrous repercussions. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry has more.
Over a dozen people were hurt when a Los Angeles Police Department bomb squad truck was blown to smithereens during a planned detonation of illegal fireworks Wednesday night. The sudden and gigantic blast came after authorities confiscated over 5,000 pounds of illegal fireworks from a South Los Angeles home. Those injured included 9 LAPD officers, 6 civilians, and a Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives officer. One person was arrested. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A senior U.S. official is reporting that all U.S. forces have left Bagram Air Base. That's the main U.S. military base, which is 1 hour north of Kabul. President Biden has said that all U.S. troops will be completely out of Afghanistan by September 11th. The Boy Scouts of America has reached an agreement with attorneys that represent about 60,000 men who brought sex abuse claims against the organization over the years. Reuters is reporting the settlement totals $850 million. The Justice Department is pausing all federal executions while it conducts a review of its policies and procedures. President Biden has said in the past that he opposes the death penalty. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.